Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. This is Reba Haas.
And this is Eric Osnes.
I didn't need to say Team Reba.
It's okay.
I was too busy snapping my fingers.
I know you're dancing.
Jazzy
over here.
Music. Yeah. I know I love that lead-in song. But hey, before we jump back into the stuff with Tamara, I want to make sure, because this is our shortest segment of the show, right? So we were just mentioning during the break that Tamara is also going to be the, you know, last month I was the inaugural speaker for REN, Women's Real Estate Network. And so we have another meetup coming up on November 2nd, and you can find that on the meetup.com website, and just look for Women's Real Estate Network, Seattle. And we have an event coming up November 2nd. It's over in Woodinville at the War King Winery. That's WARR-KING Winery. But if you come onto the meetup site, you can join there and see all the details. But our lovely guest will be the highlighted speaker of the evening. So
Excellent. It's
a great networking organization for women who want to invest in real estate. And it's networking, educational, social, a lot of great stuff. So we're going to have women, wine, and real estate. I mean, how can
nice.
You go wrong, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm a big fan.
I'm looking forward to being the speaker for that group.
Yeah. I think you're going to be very dynamic. I know everyone enjoyed speaking to you at the last one in the social segments of it. So I'm looking forward to seeing what you have to bring to the party, so
awesome.
To speak. Awesome.
All right. I'll be sure to not be joining that since...
You're a dude.
Yeah, since I'm a dude.
Since you're a dude, correct. So anyway, all right, back to all the fun stuff with the council and suggestions to landlords. I put that in quotation marks, suggestions.
Yeah, I think the biggest point I'd like to get across today is that people are landlords because they want to build a retirement and they want tenants.
Yeah.
Those are our customers, and we want to serve our tenants well, and we want to be part of the solution. So I would encourage the Seattle City Council and the Tenants Union in particular to listen to and work with landlords, particularly the Rental Housing Association, which represents the largest group of small landlords in this area, because we have a lot of good ideas. We want our customer base to be well served. Mm-hmm. We want to be successful. We want tenants to be successful. It serves nobody to have kind of these two warring camps, as unfortunately we've seen on a national political level.
Right.
It doesn't serve anybody well. We want to serve the community and build a successful housing market, an affordable housing market. So I know that Team Reba has a website.
Yes.
And there'll be lots of information on there on how to be part of the solution and contact the Rental Housing Association and also contact Seattle City Council members.
Yes. We
Definitely.
Actually, the TeamReba.com website has now fully integrated our blog into it. So you can just go to TeamReba.com.
Perfect.
And then you can get access to the blog, which has all of our past shows, which will have also all the follow-up information, because every week after we do these shows and they're recorded, they do go up on the website on Fridays. So all the details will be there for everyone. In fact, the last time you were on, if someone wants to do a search on there, they can find your last show where we had everything posted, but we'll do it again.
Ooh, we should put up the link on there also. There's a great link with the names and email addresses of all the 9 Seattle
that's
City Council members.
That's what we had on
members.
The last one.
Perfect.
That's actually on our last posting.
Good, we
do have that, and we can do it again. And then we'll also have information on the Rental Housing Association.
Excellent.
And it's just common sense. You know, instead of creating an atmosphere of fear where people want to sell or raise their rents, just look at it this way. When was the last time you saw a 4 or a 6-plex that got sold and affordable housing was put up in its place?
Mm-hmm. No,
never.
It doesn't happen.
It's
not
happening.
Not going to happen.
Right.
So if you own real estate rentals in Seattle, please, please get involved and join the Rental Housing Association. And get involved with the city council, these meetings coming up, because the policy is not official yet, but it will be next month, right?
Well, the first in time
that
comes in effect
through.
In January.
That's through. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, some very, very kind of frightening things coming online here. So, Tamara, anything else we need to be kind of thinking about with in this area?
Yeah, there's lots.
Okay.
there's a ton. That's why we're going to keep having her come on.
That's absolutely. I think every time.
We're going to pretty much have you on a quarterly basis, as far as I'm concerned, because there's so much information. I mean, especially when there's something even more timely that's coming up, then we want to have you get us the information, be on the show, let us know what's going on. I think, you know, you're a great bellwether for, you know, because you pay attention to all of it. I mean, it is your business. Like, I am a landlord, but I don't have all the time to do it. And I rely on people like yourself and the Rental Housing Association to keep me up to date on this stuff. So absolutely, I want to keep having you come on the show because I think you bring a ton of valuable information for our listeners.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and it's not just Seattle as well. You know, there's different municipalities that have different rules and things. So, you know, we've got
Whole rental inspection requirement is in at least three different cities right now. Because, as you know, my husband is certified to do the ones in Seattle. But he's also been getting quite a few of them down in Tukwila lately. And I believe I think Everett is one of the other ones that has that as
a requirement. And Kent and Lakewood have things
coming. It's at least five. Okay, wow. So, yeah, it's more and more and more. Like, I understand when they want to make sure everything's habitable, but it's an additional cost and requirement around all these small landlords. So it eats away at the potential of your business being profitable.
And also now the requirement that if you give a rent increase, the tenant can say, oh, there's a housing violation.
Oh, yeah, install that.
Yeah. And certainly if there is a housing violation, we want it fixed.
You have to deal with it.
But a lot of people may use this incorrectly.
I would not be surprised. I would definitely not be surprised. So I know we have a lot more that we could cover, but I want to make sure and cover one other thing besides the fact that you'll be at Wren, which I'm excited about. Somebody just across the table from me here has their house on the market.
Who? Oh, me.
Yeah, you. In fact, while we were doing this show, your house was being shown.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, very cool.
Yes, we had a 245 appointment for your house.
Yeah.
So do you want to give people the address so that they can go look up and be nosy on Zillow for the, you know, my co-host here on Team Reba?
Oh, see where these fat cat bankers live?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, you always talk about your house on the show. And I want you to tell people about the neighborhood. So the address, if anyone wants to look it up, is 17204 Hillcrest Terrace Southwest, and that's in Burien, but it's just above Normandy Park's Three Tree Point.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Right, and you've lived there since 1992 with your family.
That's right.
And tell everyone what you've been loving about that area.
Well, you know, that area, it's so funny. People say, especially from the north end or the east side, where do you live? It's like, I live in Burien. And they're like, oh, you mean by the airport?
Exactly.
And Burien is a pretty vibrant community now. It's a great downtown, lots of fantastic restaurants and all of that. We're 10 minutes from, South Center Mall, you know, close to the airport. There's great schools and all that in the area. And I live in a 1928 kind of German cottage style home that I have a sweeping view of Puget Sound and Mount Rainier. And so when I think of Burien, that's really what I think of, not anything else. So no, it's a great community, and very, very much enjoyed living in the community. It's lots of good people, good neighbors.
Oh yeah, and we actually met a bunch of your neighbors. We did a big open house. We did a couple of open houses this last weekend and met a lot of them. In fact, even Susie Osterman, who is still of the family name of the architect who built your home. So I actually just posted on Twitter. We have hillcrestviewhome.com is the website for your house. So if they want to jump on hillcrestviewhome.com, they can take a look at it and see all the details and the gorgeous videos. We got the 3D video tour on there.
Oh, you've done such a fantastic job on that, Reba. And just the virtual thing where you can click and
the virtual tour.
Walk through the home.
Yeah, the virtual tour, 3D's on there.
Fantastic.
The photos, which are gorgeous, plus all the drone views that we had done, because you have a gorgeous view down to the Sound and out over Mount Rainier. Just absolutely phenomenal. People need to check it out. It's a great house.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that little plug, and thank you, Tamara Simon, for joining us today. Hope to have you back real soon. Join us every Tuesday at 3 o'clock for more with Open House with Team Reba.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro East Side on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.